Fun around the locker room chats here on KNCA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you, joined by Michael Downard, the Hiawatha head football coach. Final time here getting a chat with the head coach of the Red Hawks here in 2022, as they'll play one final time here to close out the season at Wichita Trinity Academy coming up on Friday. Coach, I know it's been kind of an up-and-down year, and it started great, but you know, the injuries, it certainly piled up throughout the course of the year. You had to play a lot of young kids at certain positions. But, you know, a 2-6 year, just how would you kind of assess here 2022 and kind of the up and down ride?
Yeah, you know, like you said, we started off really good. You know, had a lot of positive energy. You know, even going back in the summer before the year, I thought, you know, our seniors did a great job. You know, moving forward throughout the year, you know, middle of the year, you know, the injury bug obviously got us, but I think, you know, a lot of the things that were probably overlooked were, you know, the kids getting hurt were pretty good, were really good kids, and we were missing, you know, not only their athletic ability and the things they bring to the table, you know, during gameplay, but also the leadership, you know. We missed out on being able to have some guys out there to kind of calm the nerves and things like that. So, you know, those guys in the summer did a great job leading us, and we definitely, you know, kind of fell off, and we missed some of that throughout the year. You know, I thought they battled, did a good job, you know, when they were injured and doing what they can at practice, but it's just never quite the same. You know, you got that leader out on the field leading you during the game, and so we kind of missed some of that. But, you know, I thought the young guys did a good job, you know, setting us up for the future. So it's exciting to see what that looks like.
Yeah, and that's kind of my next point, and what I was going to go to was, you know, for as down as it kind of was having all the injuries, you know, but getting these younger guys in and all this playing time and experience is setting you up for the future. So, again, you kind of touched upon it there, that the future seems to be in pretty good hands.
Yeah, I do. I think so. You know, the biggest thing is we've had a lot of concern, I think, in the community about the injuries. You know, we've had football bumps and bruises, absolutely, but the amount of significant injuries has been just astonishing here. So I'm hoping we can kind of rebound and rebuild and recollect ourselves and keep getting kids out, keep getting kids interested in the game, and hopefully, you know, keep getting more numbers up here.
Hiawatha will have one more game here to wrap up 2022, a trip to Wichita Trinity. We'll talk about that one when we come back here on KNZA. We continue on with Hiawatha head football coach Michael Downard here as our final locker room chat of the season is taking place. And again, a 2-6 season here for the Red Hawks as they get set for their final game of 2022. They'll make the trip to Wichita Trinity. Coach, take us through kind of the thought process of getting ready for this game. Again, playing a lot of young kids with all the injuries and just wanting to finish the year on a high note. What's kind of the expectations going down to Wichita here this week?
We unfortunately going to be without some guys again, I think. Probably going to be playing several freshmen, quite a few sophomore, and a couple juniors. You know, we got, I think, three or four seniors up front we'll kind of rely on them leading the way, providing leadership and playing hard and doing things the right way as far as the game goes. You know, going to have, could have Ren Hageman, freshman quarterback, could have a freshman backfield, you know, still waiting on some injury news and some clearance type of stuff from the doctors. So still kind of up in the air who's going to really be out there. You know, we started the year with 44. I think we're going to kind of finish with like 22 healthy kids. So, you know, that's kind of been a shock for us. But I'm hoping that, you know, Wichita Trinity should be a competitive game for us, be able to go down there and play hard. And it'll be tough with all our freshmen. But, you know, I think it'll be a good game for them, something we can kind of hopefully put a bow on the season and end with a win and hopefully have some positivity heading into next year.
Yeah, the Knights of Wichita Trinity coming off actually their first win of the year, the lone win of the year. They beat Baxter Springs last week, but a 1-7 team. How much do you really know about them, and just a few keys, and what do you want to see for this game this week?
Yeah, you know, they like to throw it offensively. They got a great quarterback. He's pretty, you know, he's up there in the top of the 3A passing stat leaders, so he can swing it around. He's an athlete. He can run a little bit. You know, they got some guys out on the edge. They're a spread team. So they do a good job of getting their athletes ball in space. You know, we got to line up defensively. We got to be locked in. Our safety's got to be over the top. We can't let things get, we can't let big plays go deep on us when we're on defense. And, you know, offensively, we need to kind of keep the ball, control the game offensively with our line and be able to push and get those guys going and get the run game going, take some pressure off Ren at quarterback if that's who it is. And, you know, hopefully just kind of keep to who we are and try to control the clock offensively and not allow big plays defensively.
Our conversation brought to you by Carl's Body Shop has been all year long with Michael Downard, head coach of Hiawatha. They'll wrap up the 2022 season this week on the road at Wichita Trinity. Coach, it's been fun. Thank you so much for joining us each and every week. Good luck against Wichita Trinity, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.